You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow.
Put on your house robe.
That's right, it's the Swallow.
And your fluffy shoes,
'cause the Swallows are here. Make yourself comfortable,
giggle, giggle,
the Swallows
giggle.
Are here. The Swallows are here.
Happy Monday.
That repeat bites me in the ass all the time.
All the time.
Repeat will do that. It'll bite you in the ass.
That's right.
I'm good. You know, it's Monday. I thought things would be different today, but they're not.
No, they're not.
Nope, they're just the same.
Same old Monday.
Yeah, everybody's got the Monday blues, whether they're at work or not.
Yeah.
It's not like, woo, I got Monday off today. I'm excited. Blues. No, it's fucking Monday. I'm never working again.
Hi, guys.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for being
classy,
here.
Just Duck. Who else in there? All you people. There's a lot of people in
there. Oh, the Swallowers are in here. Thank you so much for being here, peoples. I can't see. It just doesn't keep up.
That's weird.
You know, it just... dudes in the house?
I don't know. What's up?
I felt a little awkward, I'll be honest, when I was pumping the gas with a paper towel out of the glove box. You know what I mean? And I'm holding the gas pump, and I like put hand sanitizer on my hands like it was some protective goo. And I grab the paper towel, and I'm touching the buttons with the goo-fingered paper towel. You know, it's literally a Taco Bell napkin.
Thank you, Taco Bell.
Thank you, Taco Bell, saving me from coronavirus single-handedly.
If you normally dig that show, go right ahead.
I felt a little weird doing it, you know, and people didn't look at me weird.
No.
No. Nobody's going to look at anyone weird anymore unless you're coughing.
Yeah.
And then they want you away.
Coughing
from
or sneezing.
Doesn't matter. You can
or
be wearing
going,
a full leather suit, gas mask.
Get away, zombie.
Ball gag, fine.
I don't know that that's true, man, because there were a ton of people out this weekend.
Well, yeah.
The trails were full, the parks were full, the beaches were full. It's like Americans are just like, nah.
Well, at least here in Colorado. I mean, I think in some places they're taking some extreme measures. You say New York?
No.
New York was empty.
Well, yeah, but that's Times Square and everything.
No, that's just all the streets.
What was the boardwalk? No, I saw a picture of the park.
Oh, in New York?
Yeah.
Like Central Park?
Yeah, and it was packed. And the boardwalk was packed.
Chatfield was nice. They kept your distance, but they went to the dog park, so I'm guessing there's probably a lot of there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that there was a lot of encouragement to get out.
I know, on TV.
First, like, at the last part of last week, it was like, hey, don't go to work, but get outside. You know, we're going to keep the kids home from school, but get them outside.
Right.
You know, it's going to be beautiful out. And so go enjoy the weather. And I felt
but
like
no
that
one
was,
here practiced any kind of 6 feet apartness.
But I don't feel like that was really... made that important.
Right, or even told in part of the directions
well,
of getting
it was,
outside.
Well, it was.
Get outside and stay 6 feet away from everybody.
Obviously, it was. Remember, we went to the dispensary and they had the cones out there that said stay 6 feet away. None of us knew what the hell they meant.
Right, and no one stood six feet away from each other.
But if you look in Europe, I mean, they're staying 6 feet away from each other. I think that they've got it figured out in Europe. Like, they're done dying.
I don't know. It's interesting.
Because
just think that we should maybe heed a little warning.
Well, yeah, but I want to go outside. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want to go outside. I was telling you upstairs, this is really no different for me.
Yeah, I know. You never go outside.
I never leave the house.
Yeah, so you're here.
I never get a chance to leave the house.
You're always welcome to leave the house, Shayna.
Hmm. Wonder how I would do that.
Anytime, anywhere you want to go. You just tell me, and I'll take you.
I will take you there.
I will take you there.
Well, these are the things that we saw in our neighborhood. People out walking their dogs.
Yeah.
A lot of people riding bikes.
Yeah.
A lot of people meeting their neighbors and doing yard work. A
lot of people with houses facing north were building snowmen.
A lot of people were building snowmen, so that's good. So that's isolation, you know.
That's at your own house, though. I mean, even in your own neighborhood, as long as you're not close to people.
A kid at work told me he went to the mall.
What's open at the mall?
I don't know. I think he went to Park Meadows, I think he said, and the only thing open was like Foot Locker. Some shit. He bought some new shoes. He was all... He came in to show me his new shoes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yep. Then he went to the mall and got...
Wow.
And I was like, why is the mall open? He's like, I don't know. We were surprised too, but we were the only ones in there, and the Foot Locker was the only ones open. Excuse me. And he's like, and we were running around like being goofy, and then all of a sudden there was a cop there like, hey, what are you guys doing? And we were like, oh, we're shopping. And I was like, wow.
And
someone asked him, was it a mall cop? And he's like, no, it's just a regular cop.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, then, weird.
Yeah.
You know, why are you there? Get out of there.
Yeah.
What would lead you to, why would you go to the mall?
I don't know.
I don't even know why you would be like, hey, I got an idea.
Let's
all these
go
people,
there.
You know, it'd be a great place to get social distancing at the mall. Let's go see if the food court's open.
Right. That's weird.
That is nuts.
That is really weird. I don't understand it, what people are doing.
Hey, look at there. Let's see if this works. Oh, no, Chris.
Too late.
Sorry, Chris. I wasn't quick enough on the trigger.
I know.
It's a downer.
It is a downer.
You can know, I don't have that jumping in my voice kind of thing, man.
It is a downer. And I wanted to go see my mom and dad, and I can't. I mean, I have seen them recently, but I can't.
No, wait a minute. I thought I was all super important. I got my crucial paperwork for me to travel around. And they're giving it to the Cracker Man? I don't fucking need that paper.
He is delivering food, man. That's crucial.
It is crucial. I guess you delivering food is as important as me delivering information.
Yep.
It's just I have a smaller truck.
Yeah, and his is probably more important.
Well, deliver some crackers over here.
We need to have some food.
I need some sweets. I could binge on some major Oreos right now.
We're not binging.
I'm telling you what
I could do. This is not a time to get fat.
I'm telling you what I could do. That's
you know what? Just for
nothing.
That, now we have to go do yard work.
No. No.
No.
I have to meet Edgar.
No.
For some crackers.
Uh-uh.
I don't like it. I don't want to go to work myself. You know, it's hard to leave the house. Because
it's creepy.
It's like only the zombies are out now.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just feels like I'm in a movie.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be in this movie.
No, this is not a fun movie.
Never seen a porn start this way. I have only seen horror movies start this way and sad movies start this way. Organic Oreos, he said.
Triscuits.
Oh, I read that wrong. I thought he just misspelled it horribly. That's a horrible way to spell Oreos.
Yeah, it is creepy out there.
Yeah. But like you said, it has really worked for cleaning up the world, huh?
Yeah.
I
feel like the sunrises are changing.
The sunrise. You're just seeing them differently.
No, I feel like there's less pollution in the sky.
Oh.
So they look different because not everyone is out. There's not... how many billions of cars are there?
That's a great point.
Out on the road for a week now, and I feel like the sunrise. I was looking at it this morning, and it's just like so. Wow.
It just looks no haze.
Foggy. No, yeah.
Huh.
No filters.
Interesting.
Just pure sunshine.
I haven't seen the sunrise for so long. Locked away in a little building, but that's interesting because I have heard that the pollution really has cleared up.
Yeah.
That was like...
looks like
a
it.
A very mini report.
Right.
That far less smog, our air index or some shit like that has gone up. And even in China, because they closed all the factories and shit, that their air pollution has also is...
clearing up.
Better. Yeah.
Can you imagine over there? Their air pollution is so horrible.
Oh, I know where that King Carl Safeway is. I'm right by there. let's do a hookup. Let's hook up. It would make sense. The water is clearing up. You know, we already talked about the Venice water, and And you think you'll see this kind of a thing 20, 30 years from now in tree rings?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. You think this will always be this way now?
You know what I hope this does? Or will this
be a cycle of...
Maybe this will teach people that they are living in total excess.
And selfishness.
Yeah, because everyone is really panicked right now because they can't afford their lives, right? But maybe the bigger picture is that maybe you're living outside your means a little bit.
Or a lot of it.
Yeah. And so that's where the initial panic comes from.
Right.
I mean, I'm just...
You're spitballing here.
Yeah.
We're just spitballing.
You know? But makes you wonder because, I mean, I don't know. We live within our means 100%.
Yeah, we do. We live right at it.
Yeah. Do. So this whole pandemic doesn't feel any different than our everyday life.
You know, and we splurged and actually bought a little bit more food than we normally would.
Right.
Went outside of our food budget.
Mm-hmm.
But I figure, why not?
Right.
We've got a little bit more time. Filed the taxes. That's good. We're still getting shit done.
Right.
I don't know how I get that $1,000 for us. I think you got to do your census.
I think so. I'm telling you.
I think that's the key. Do your census. If it's just sitting on top of your refrigerator,
or you
lost it or whatever, go online and do your census because that's going to help get you your check.
I think so.
This is a trick. This is the
Edgar did panic by. Yeah, that's just because panic is in the air right now.
Yep.
But I mean, I saw another thing.
We could not afford a big panic buy.
No.
So we had to smart buy.
Yeah.
To supplement the bags of rice or beans or whatever the hell we got around here, and then pool together with our neighbor.
Right.
Because we can't just.
I know how to bake bread. I know how to make tortillas.
Yeah.
I know how to.
Right.
You know what I mean? I know how to do all kinds of stuff that people just don't do anymore.
Yep, and we don't have kids here.
The beans, Edgar, the beans. You know what? You can get beans at 5280 Produce.
Yep, if they still have
some. They have some bags of pinto beans down there, like large and small.
Now, see, we're going to make our own pasta because we've got the pasta implement for the machine.
Right, because the pasta was just gone in a flash.
Now is the time you're going to actually, maybe we'll get a new skill.
Right.
Out of this.
Right.
So there are
some
benefits.
I was talking to my mom this morning, and it's so funny because... There were so many of us all the time that we always lived on a budget. You know what I mean? My grandma, my grandpa, my aunties, everybody always canned food, always, you know. So it's like, I mean, there's a garage full of canned food at my mom's house.
I know, but we can't go there. It's just to set it on the porch.
I could go in the garage. They just open it.
Oh, yeah. We can't go in the house.
Yeah.
We just can't go around old people.
Yeah, not if you care about them.
Yeah.
Well, especially like with you get a lot of exposure. Edgar gets a lot of exposure. Certain people, the grocery store workers out there are getting a ton of exposure.
Yeah.
And so it's like, man,
I think
they got to get naked in the garage.
Totally.
Before they go in the house.
I think, Jess, that we found flour at Walmart.
Yeah, Walmart. And you know, we found it. Yeah, we found it at Walmart. And you know who else has been really well stocked up has been Target.
Target. They're also doing a good job.
Yeah, they have been doing a good job.
That's that white people store.
That's right.
Keep checking, Jess.
Yep,
it's out
keep
there.
Keep checking. Because that's what I did. I mean, I didn't overbuy my flour and my sugar. You know, like I knew how much flour I had at home. And so then I went out and I just bought another bag of flour, you know,
right.
Because it's like other people need flour too.
Yeah.
While they're stuck at home for all these weeks.
Yeah.
But maybe we change our perspective a little bit too. And it's like, oh, it's not this horrible pandemic, but it is Christmas in springtime.
It's spring Christmas. It's Springmas.
Yeah. And so it's just a really long Easter celebration. You just stay home. You decorate Eastery.
Watch your tulips sprout.
Yeah, right? Like just
plant some seeds in the window.
We're able to stay home weeks at a time at Christmas.
Yep.
So
germinate some seeds.
Yeah.
You know,
clean
in the window
seal.
Teach the kids what it's like to germinate a bean.
Go pick up all the dog poop.
Oh, yeah. Come over to my house and do that.
You just did it the other
day. I know. I just did it. We're going to build a greenhouse.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We can do that isolated.
Yep. It's just in your backyard.
It's just right there.
Stay in your acreage, right? Stay where you are. Stay in your area.
So we have a neighbor across the street, and he comes over and hangs out with us and has beers and stuff. But his parents have told us he's not allowed to. He can hang outside in the driveway with us, but he has to stay 6 feet away. So the other night, he was snuck out, and he ran around behind the back, in through the back door, sneaking into the house. He's supposed to be quarantined, not because they're just older.
They're just older.
They're an older couple. What, he's 40.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? He lives in their basement, so that tells you they're older.
Yeah.
And he's all breaking quarantine. Jerk.
It's not like he goes anywhere else. He comes here, goes to Marlins, and then over there.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it is an interesting concept to think about, you know.
What if it was like this forever?
I thought, how many spools of thread am I going to go through?
I don't know. What if we've already had it?
I don't know.
I mean, that's the screwed up thing, is that what if I already had it and now I've built up the antibodies, right? Because once you had it,
I have
you
no
don't
idea.
Get it again, I don't think. Your antibodies or whatever they're called.
Don't have any idea.
Your anti-maze?
Your anti-mames.
Anti-mames.
Uh-huh.
We got to figure out a way to, like, exchange DVDs with people through the mail or something.
I know, right?
For a drone delivery, because...
I saw a drone walking a dog.
I saw that video. It was funny. It a picture?
It was a video.
It wasn't? Okay.
It was a Pomeranian, a white one.
Pomeranian.
And the drone was just holding the leash in the air, yeah, and falling behind.
That seems reasonable.
I thought that was great. I was like, oh.
That's fun. Social distance. Until that thing falls to the ground and cuts that dog in pieces. That could happen. And then you got Pomeranian everywhere.
I guess.
Yeah. And a bloody drone.
It would just get caught in its hair.
That's what you hope.
Yeah.
But those blades are spinning like 100 miles an hour.
I don't know.
Faster.
Well, what are we going to do this week?
You have two suitcases, a DVD, and a guitar case full of dildos. This girl, what the hell don't you have in a case?
She just keeps you guessing.
Man. Well, drop those suitcases off on my door. Because we have watched, I was thinking about them on the way home, all of our movies, man. I thought we should just start at the top left. And we'll just go all the way through, no matter what hits.
Okay.
Even if it's Narnia.
Okay.
You know, at some point we're going to hit the Chucky, you know, the
Freddy Krueger.
The Freddy Krueger. We have the Chucky box set. What's it called?
I feel like we need the...
Child's Play.
We're going to need the hotline.
What? A little Hall & Oates?
Mm-hmm. It's just what's going to get us through this time.
The Hall & Oates hotline is what's going to get us through.
That's right. It's going to keep you happy.
Yeah. And now we're going to get a suitcase or two. She'll forget which one to bring. Or there'll be a guitar case out there. I love this girl.
Oh, that's so great.
I love her. Man.
I know. I think I still have her blue-green water bottle here. I keep forgetting.
Oh, yeah. She keeps leaving little things here every time she comes.
I keep forgetting to give it to her.
She says they're even color-coded according to rating. I used to rent DVDs from Netflix and then copy them. But we won't tell anyone.
Okay.
Do we have her earbuds? No. I don't think so. I think Marlon ate those.
What color were they? I don't see any random ones laying around.
No random earbuds.
Are they cordless?
Earbuds.
I know.
Sorry there, sister. Sorry, Genesis, sister.
I don't know.
What's up, Genesis? How are you? Good to have you in the room. You know what else I have? Tomorrow. What? Do you know what tomorrow is?
Tuesday.
National Cocktail Day.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's Cocktail Day.
We should go get enough stuff for Long Island iced teas.
How do you read my mind like this? You really do. You're like, I'm upstairs and I'm doing some stuff and I look over at that bottle of Pepsi and I thought, I think I'll make me some Pepsi. And you're sitting on the couch and I'm working and then I look over and you're pouring yourself a glass of Pepsi. And I was like, wait a minute. That was my thought. Not yours. I mean, but then you poured me a Pepsi. Now we're having a rum and Coke Pepsi.
Yeah.
Cheers. Rum and Coke.
This is how you can never get away with anything.
Because you're a mind reader.
Yeah. All your thoughts go through my brain.
You filter them first and then allow me to have them.
Yeah. Sometimes it goes the other way.
Hey. It's good to have everyone in the room. Thanks for being here. But I was going to say... What is it you were saying? Oh, the pandemic, the coronavirus has cleaned up the earth.
Yeah.
So let's just accept it. Let the earth cleanse herself. Like Shana said, even the sunsets or sunrises are changing colors because the fog's going away. the streets are getting cleaned. Mm-hmm. The rain was coming through and it's cleaning out the streets. Mm-hmm. Let's just see, the fighting has gone away.
Mm-hmm.
No one's been groped in weeks
at
work. No
one's been protesting.
No one's protested anything.
Uh-uh. I yeah. swear we've done away with the homeless. I'm still not sure what happened to them.
Nope, they've been showered off, clean mm-hmm. shaven. They've been new clothes. And they all got to get $1,000 in their pocket. I have no idea. I drive downtown again. My drive home from downtown today, did not see one homeless person. So I have no idea what's going on with the homeless. But then again, they're not talking about that kind of stuff on the news.
I agree. Driving around.
The drive across town is 20 minutes instead of an hour, so that's going to knock pollution down. Racism, we're being nicer to each other.
We are.
Yeah, just all the way around. We're not hating on each other so much. And then
you want to know what else? This is forcing neighbors to know each other.
A little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit more. You've seen all these the neighbors singing and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about putting my PA up on the roof and getting up and singing the national anthem or something.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean. Yeah, that's my thing, obviously. Mm-hmm. You think anyone would come out of their house?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Don't know.
If I just played it over and over.
Not this again. I saw some pretty great pictures. People have been taking around of the everywhere empty state.
Yeah.
You know.
That's why I said it would be great to go do a photo shoot, like at dusk on downtown Denver, right in the middle of the street, in the middle. The backdrop of the, you know,
right,
the empty highway, some shit.
You're not supposed to do that.
They haven't locked it down. You can still go out.
Marlon would come out in his stripper robe.
you can still go out. They haven't locked it down yet.
Not yet, but it's gonna happen.
People start getting
after this weekend
crazy.
Of everyone out. Yeah, they're gonna lock it down sooner than later.
Yeah, Polis will probably be rethinking his statement yesterday. If you can, you know, cut it down to 50% or more. But he may come out and say, pump the brakes, people.
Yeah.
This is what happened in Detroit or Michigan just declared it. In Ohio, just full on stay home.
Yeah.
Everything's closed.
Yeah.
Now, what's this going to do, like, for the employer? If I'm an employer and everything's shut down and I'm like, I can still run this company without those extra 12 people.
Mm-hmm.
Do I really need to hire those extra 12 people
right?
back?
That's what I'm telling you. This whole experience is going to teach people that they don't need half the shit that they think that they need.
Do we really need to send these kids to school? I mean, look at how well they did at home.
Yep. Do I really need 19 cars?
Well, that doesn't matter about the cars. I'm just saying.
It does if you're making payments on half of them.
Well, yeah, and you don't have a job anymore.
Yeah, I mean, do I need 700 channels of cable for $300 a month?
Yeah, people are doing that. I mean,
this is going to cause people, do I really need to buy all these toys for my kids? They did great when we didn't have them, and they're actually more enjoyable to be around now.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just going to force you to change the way you've been living.
It's an opportunity of retraining.
Yeah.
That's for sure. And that retraining period of 14 days, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The kids need to go to school.
And they have...
Moms can't be drunk all day, every day.
That's some funny shit, Jess. And it's true. I'd say that's true.
Yeah.
But you're going to see. Virtual classrooms are going to be a thing.
Oh, I agree.
Life is going to change.
I
bet the work week doesn't go back to 5 days a week. Why would it?
That's a great point.
You know,
why?
We can get away with working 3 or 4 days a week.
That's a great point.
You
why
know,
not?
And enjoying your quality of life a little more, because that's what people should be thinking about. I mean, I understand everybody needs money and you need to pay your bills, but the whole world is kind of in the same boat right now.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well. It's going to affect it. We'll see. It'll be interesting to see how it flows out. Now, like your kid lost her job at her work, but then there's still a lot of places that are hiring.
They're hiring stockers left and right at King Soopers and Safeway and Walmart. Walmart,
Amazon.
I heard, was even offering a bonus. Amazon is hiring too. You know, that's crazy. But like these restaurants, they're going to change their game and how they're doing things, and then they're going to need more delivery people.
Yeah, how long
Pizza Hut I saw was wanted to hire like 10,000 people.
How much longer are they going to be able to deliver weed and booze? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, well, the Cracker Factory. Yeah, well, gotta have our crackers. We're gonna be inside.
Yep.
That the crackers and the cheese guys, they're doing great. And the wineries, I bet.
Yeah.
I bet.
Well, it's just interesting, you know. And the places that are gonna stay open, the dispensaries are gonna need more people because these people are gonna get burnt out. So they'll hire more people. The liquor stores can always hire more people. It's just going to be interesting, you know. And it, I feel like it's also interesting that all of the college, where is it now?
Well, if you spent $10,000 on a college semester and now your kid's at home for the last quarter of it.
Well, and not even that. What about all these people who have already graduated college and they're all sitting at home and the world is literally running off of the truck drivers, the janitors, store clerk workers.
You can't even wait tables.
As the minions, they say, of the world,
yeah.
Right? And now that's who's absolutely running this whole country.
Yeah.
Without those people, we would literally be screwed.
Yeah.
You know, but
a lot of people,
where's all our
meal?
College-educated people?
Every meal's being brought in by DoorDash.
They're all sitting at home or driving for DoorDash now.
Got to make that car payment. It's the new pizza delivery guy.
I just think it's interesting. If you really just try to look at the whole situation, right, all the way around, I just really find it interesting. But make a social group.
Right? That's what I was gonna say next.
Get online and social time with your friends.
What if we did meditation on Zoom?
Sure.
We got to figure out how to do that. Do you just invite a bunch of people, or you just throw it out there?
No, I think you have to have an account.
No.
We'll check it out. Yeah, it was classy. Totally was.
What are you talking about? I was working on the fish tank pump, and it was giving me some trouble.
Right. But the hum wasn't there.
It's a quiet pump. It's the silent pump.
Well, everyone who is out there working, thank you. Be careful. Be careful. Try to stay safe.
Stay safe.
Yeah, no.
Found your Tori Amos.
I was listening to Tori Amos earlier, and Sean
said... I forgot about her.
That this is perfect quarantine, end-of-the-world music.
Yep, Tori Amos, perfect end-of-the-world.
Lament.
And so
Lament.
I was thinking about her and Alanis Morissette and Robert Smith from The Cure, you know. And who else was dark? And Smashing Pumpkins.
Right.
Who else can you think of? It was dark and like...
I have no idea.
And then every emo band.
Right.
Yeah, the Blackfoots and the leather shoes, the leather legs.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. Well, I thought we should try and host a Zoom at some point.
Okay.
This week, because people are home, people are bummed. I noticed that Podbean is crazy with live podcasts.
So many.
A lot of people are just at home trying to
find an outlet.
Find an outlet. I want a slot car track, so I'm going to add that to the wish list. If someone would go ahead and not a real expensive one. I'm going to get a slot car track. I'm going to add that to the wish list. If someone would like to donate that to our boredom, that would be amazing.
Right.
Now, we did get the bidet in.
Yes, we did.
Thank you, Josie and Steve, the Russian Steve. It's fabulous. I just gotta tell you, the water is a little cold because it comes out of the tank, but it doesn't come out.
It comes out of the main.
Well, I can't decide, you know, because it attaches to the bottom of the tank and then comes over, and then the supply line goes down. So you think when you turn on the bidet, it's being fed more from the gravity of the water in the tank?
I don't know.
Or the spray coming out of the supply line?
I would say the spray coming out of the supply line.
Yeah, because it is cold as shit.
Yeah.
And it sprayed.
Yeah, your video was funny. It was really funny.
Well, I wasn't expecting. I guess for some reason I thought it would just kind of be. It would be a. It would be like a sprinkler head, like an open spray.
Uh-huh.
Not that direct.
Not like someone's pinching off the hose, blasting you with it.
Yeah, boy, it was strong. And it just shot me right. Now, if you're on Swallow Nation, there is a video of me actually trying it out for the very first time. With my bare ass. And That thing hit me in the ass hard. I turned it up way too hard.
Way too hard. You never even looked down at it.
I never looked down at it.
You never looked down.
No. When I installed it, I saw how it worked and stuff. But no, once I sat down, I just reached over blind and started turning that knob. And
yeah, and you power washed your butthole.
Yeah, about shot me off there. So, but the bidet is amazing. Josie, I don't think is in the room, but she'll listen to this later. Thank you. Please come over.
It was amazing.
And get a spray.
We need some. Please come over and get a spray. We need some bidet etiquette.
Well, that's where I was headed with this. That was nice. It was segue.
Oh yeah.
So because Shane is having some dilemma with the etiquette.
It's not a dilemma. I just don't know what is proper etiquette. Do you use a little towel to dry yourself off, and then like? Because I have made a whole bunch of little towels now. And so right. I have them in the bathroom. Uh-huh. And then should there be a little basket? And so after you use the little towel, you throw it in the basket?
Well, it may
be cleaned? Or like if it's for me and you and like the kids are over, somebody's over, Marlon, you get like a little dry erase board and you put some clothespins on it, like screw it on there, mm-hmm. and then you could write everyone's name above it,
right.
and then you just hang your little butt towel up there.
But I'll tell you the truth, when I go pee, I don't use the bidet.
Well, of course not.
So I don't.
You stand up.
Generally, need a towel at all?
I don't know.
I need a towel in the morning,
right?
When I got my morning business,
yeah.
And then maybe, depending on how horribly I've eaten, sometimes in the afternoon, but rarely. If I'm using the bidet, it's purely for enjoyment. And so I think that for me...
So then it makes sense to use the towel, put it in the basket.
I would use the towel, toss it in the basket. But so if you're going pee as a chick, do you even need to use the bidet, or do you just use the towel to pat your little muffin top? And that's what you would do with the toilet paper anyways. So,
right.
So,
but the bidet keeps you cleaner. So why wouldn't you give just a little spray?
Because the bidet gets off all the residual pee.
Yeah.
And so then you would just use a towel.
If you got a giant bush.
Well, no one has
a giant bush. You got to clean that up.
There's no one has a giant bush anymore.
You don't know.
I'm almost certain.
I don't know.
I think it's become socially acceptable to not have one.
I think it's
accepted.
Disgraceful to have one.
That's what I mean.
Right.
Anyways. Okay. So I get your point there. If you've got a big old bush and you get it hit with the bidet, then it gets rid of all
right.
the pee.
Drip dry takes a long time.
And you then you use the towel. All right. Well, that's great. So what do you do with the towel? Classy, what do you want to do with your towel after you come and dry off your hairy bush at our house? I mean, do you want to hang it up? Do you want to throw it into a basket so you have to use a new towel every time you pee?
Right.
Or do you save that towel?
I don't know. Do you only throw it out if you poo-pooed?
That's right. Or are you
Or do you...
Wait, who said I have a hairy bush? No one did. I'm just saying. I'm just trying to find out how you want to use it.
How it would... What
if
your
I take a crap, if I go crappy... And I use the bidet and spray myself off.
Right.
Okay. I figure the towel I use is no different than the towel I just used to dry my body after a shower, right? Because I'm all washed off. Because there shouldn't be any crappy. You felt the power of the nozzle? So that's getting off everything. You just move it around. You just power washed your NS. And so you just dry it off. I think you would throw that towel away. You would put that towel in the hamper. And you just have another little basket
right.
that would have a stack of
right.
little square
bidet
towels. I think
you would use a new one each time.
And now, at a party, I would reuse. Yeah.
No, I think you just use a new one each time.
Exactly. Okay.
Because.
That's what I'm with you. If you're using the bidet, your asshole is clean. So you should be able to reuse that towel.
Right.
So you
then
just pat
do you
it
make
dry.
A little hanger? So now when Classy comes over, we'll make a little cupcake above her hanger and she just puts her little towel right up there?
Well, yeah. So when she and then when she leaves, she uses it the last time. She tosses it out.
And puts it in the
and
basket.
And throws it in the basket. Or we do whenever. The next day, we clear the hooks.
Oh, I don't want to touch your butt towel.
Well, we're going to be touching butt towels.
I will only be touching them after they're clean.
Right, but not everyone's going to remember to toss the towel in the basket. So in the morning, there's going to be some leftover towel. Hey, I'm tired. Someone wiped me on their butt. So you're going to have to clear the hooks.
I guess so.
Yeah. Hmm. Like a coat rack at a daycare center.
Interesting, this is new.
Or every time someone uses it, they use one, toss it into the little hamper.
I did make little ones, classy. Yeah, so I made them.
Yep.
I think that's what you do. You just use one, toss it away.
Okay. So now we need a little wicker basket for the old ones or the used ones.
Yeah.
And then a little square thing for the back where that shelf is to hold the new ones nice and flat. Uh-huh. So then you can iron them.
And then you can put them in the thing. Wow, now you're making fun of me.
No, I'm not making fun of you.
Because I iron things.
No, I love that you're ironing things. I love that you iron things. But we have found some ways to keep ourselves busy. If you're in the room, you know, I'd love to just have you throw out a text on what you're doing to stay busy other than just listening to podcasts. Not to mention, please tell us what... just share the show, you know, give us a like, give us a follow. We've been 40 minutes in. We'll call this thing something else. What do you think we should call it?
It's Monday. Take two.
Take two?
I feel like last Monday was when it all kind of hit the fan. Right?
Yeah.
So now it's take two. See what this one does. This Monday today. But I think we should go outside in the backyard.
Sally's watching Pornhub. That's Sally.
Oh, see?
She's smart.
We were watching that too.
We were. That's why I told you we should do a watch party and we'll watch a porn and we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Or we could watch a Star Wars parody. Maybe the guy won't whine as much as the actual Luke Skywalker.
I can't stand
it. Oh, right. Are you in Italy? Because that's how you got a free membership, or now they've gone worldwide?
Worldwide.
Because if you're in Italy, Pornhub give you a free subscription. Prime, if you've
Prime
got a
subscription?
Oh, in the UK.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They got the free, you got to have the IP address.
That's like getting candy. You just spend days and days on there.
I want to know.
Start at the top and go down.
What's not free on Pornhub that I'm being restricted from?
Right.
Do you know what I mean? What's?
It's free over here.
Well, maybe.
We don't know.
Maybe the Pornhub we watch is a restricted version, and there's a free version or a paid subscription that we don't know about.
I don't know. Maybe you get free 4K.
Porn in 4K. Is that Spanish? 4K?
I don't know.
Or is there like better videos? Is there dirtier stuff when you get a subscription?
Let's look.
I always thought everything was free on Pornhub. Oh, I know it's ultra high resolution, but I understand what that means. But log in, sign up. Sign up for free. Become a Pornhub premium.
Mm.
Ooh, see, we're not getting it for
what
free.
What do you get?
Or I'll screw you, America. Pay for this shit. Start your free week. Nah, we're kidding. No, we're not kidding. It caught me off guard there. You can premium content. Carefully select high definition videos. Expanded. You never have to watch the same video twice. Oh, skipped one. Oh, there's the HD that was also mentioned. No ads.
Oh
yeah, that helps. Because that'll kill a boner. That'll dry you up, that 30 seconds. virtual reality. Watch virtual reality porn in 2160p.
Whoa, it almost got on me.
Whoa, dodge. Down, left, right, left. That's kind of fun. I'd try that. I'd look at that.
Oh, yeah?
Well, sure.
Yeah, why not?
Who has one of those? Oh, you're... My cousin.
I know. I think I have the wrong number for him.
And you know that he's watched some porn on that thing.
Probably.
That thing's going to be sticky on your face.
No.
All right. So you can cancel anytime. It's secure. It's discreet. How much is it? Oh, it's only $10 a month.
It's like Netflix.
But I don't understand why. I'd have to just watch a lot of it. Because right now, I can go on here and just type in parody and get some really great stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean? We can get the Star Wars parody.
Yeah, that's true.
The Seven Dwarves. There's Josie right there.
What's up, Josie?
Our little butt cleaner. She's going to know. She'll tell us about the butt things. Ultra high res, and you get more choices. That's what we just read, yeah. So there you go. I don't think it's fair that the UK and Italy get the free porn and we don't.
Well, how long is it for? Did they just get a week free?
I think through April.
April?
April.
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 So for 2 months, so they got 2 months free?
Yeah. Free jacket.
Free jacket. And your lotion's in the mail.
That's right. And they send you out some Pornhub hand sanitizer. You guys do need it. You are really stuck inside.
Yeah.
At least we can go out. They can't go out. They're stuck inside.
Yeah.
So you get it. You get it. What's your favorite? What's your go-to search? Let's talk searches.
Right.
Mine's DP.
What? No one would have guessed that.
Nah. Now, I wonder if there's extra special parodies on there.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah.
Look at her. Oh, latex.
I was just telling you we should get the liquid latex and paint our bodies.
Said that.
Every time you go out to the store, you just wear your liquid latex suit, and then you come home and peel it off.
I love it. Right? I love it. With little Speedos.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we had some.
I think it's gone.
I mean, it's dried up by now, I guess.
No, we didn't have latex. We had body paint.
Oh, body paint. That was different all the way around, yeah. What's up, Shallow John?
Yeah.
Make sure you give us a like and a follow if you're room. Thank you so much, Jay Bean.
Yeah, I bet you there is a spike of Pornhub over there now that it's been given out free.
Well, I'm sure there's a spike in Pornhub everywhere here in America as well.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's always this a little uptick in porn.
I haven't looked at any porn yet. I've been busy.
Yeah, well, you got a puzzle.
I know.
A puzzle. A puzzle will keep you from watching porn. It's Shallow John's coming in from the Midwest.
Oh, nice.
Which I think that's that way.
Yeah.
Illinois. Kansas is somewhere around in there. Ohio.
Ohio.
Oh, I think Ohio. You guys are in like full lockdown. Or was that Iowa? Michigan. Minnesota. I'm not sure. One of them, I saw a couple of them were in full on. Oh, tonight at midnight. That's got to be freaky, you know, that when you say that, it gives me a little anxiety to think that can happen here where, you know, you can't go anywhere.
Right.
And I got to have this paperwork for me to go to work. And what happens?
Right.
I don't want to get stopped. I smoke weed on the way to work.
It's legal here.
You know what I mean?
You're not supposed to be smoking it in your car.
Well, I smoked it right before I got in there.
Well, you just would just be cool, man.
Just be cool. I just have this vision of movies, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where I'm driving down my normal road to get into my downtown area, and there's going to be these big barriers that look like X's.
Yeah.
And a
can't
little
go
gate.
This way.
Little gate and a couple guys, you know, like from Spies Like Us.
Yeah.
And they'll be wearing their little suits and shit and holding rifles and stuff. And it's like, oh, I'm just going to work.
This is the way I'm supposed to go.
I just try to tell people what to do, where to look.
I think you just, I don't know. You just do it, man. Do it.
It just seems spooky.
Yeah.
So. You think they'll let us bike ride?
I don't
Probably
know.
Not.
Yeah.
Because daytime activities.
Listen, I don't know that you want to. The trails are so full. And everyone is huffing and puffing out there. You get droplets on you, I mean, it's over.
They're just breathing their droplets.
Yeah. Well, when you're huffing and puffing, you get spittle.
Spittle.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, I shouldn't have done that mocking. I saw a guy at like a fucking Walmart licking the products on the wall, on the shelves. Yeah, see, your work badge is not going to work.
Who knows?
It won't. You've got to have that certificate. Like, Edgar's got one. If you can smell their farts, they're too close. That's a good rule of all times from now on. I don't work in a high rise anymore, but what are you doing, one person per elevator?
I bet it would work because it's medical, but who knows? You'll find out soon enough. I don't know. What did you just say?
A badge. We were told it will. Who knows? Maybe it will. I have no idea. Mm-mm. Mine specifically says healthcare, 911, first responders, media.
Yeah.
Beautiful people.
Yeah.
Stuff. That's where I fell in.
That's where how you got yours.
I got the beautiful people part of the bio. Cracker Man. It says you got to be a Cracker Man.
Uh-huh.
To get it. Well, who knows? All I do know is that tomorrow, Shallow John, is National Cocktail Day. So if it's going to be the first day of your forced quarantine or stay inside or whatever, you better get your ass right now after this podcast and get yourself boozed up.
Yeah.
Because after we're done here, we're going to go get everything we need for Long Island iced teas.
Yeah.
We need ice.
Yeah.
We need frozen water bad.
Why would you make ice?
Well, I'm just saying, I feel much better. And then you've got to have your cocktail. We are going to hold a Zoom cocktail party.
Oh, we are?
Well, let's do it. Let's figure out a way to do that.
Okay.
We'll have to use a camera, I guess, off of here, because that's the only camera I have. Margaritas. Okay, that's a cocktail.
Yeah.
That's a cocktail. That's not, was it right? Orale, you got yourself a cocktail.
I like that you have to start your Mexican accent. I do, with orale. With orale.
Orale sets the pitch. Tone. Yeah, it sets the pitch. I can't just run right into, oh, you got a cocktail. No, I got to warm into it like, orale, man, you got yourself a cocktail. I have to work my way into it. What's up, Rafi? How are you today?
That's great.
We need stiff drinks. So Bloody Mary loves those stiff. I mean, Classy loves those stiff Bloody Marys.
Yeah.
We know that about you. Chill out, Cheech. Edgar's... we are in Denver, Colorado, right here, right in the midst of Weed Town, USA, where they're now bringing joints to your house.
Yeah, because you're on a shelter in place.
A shelter in high. Shelter in place stoned.
Pretty soon, alcohol will be coming to your door.
They already said it. If you order food.
No, I mean from the liquor store. Back in the 50s and 60s, you could order from the liquor store and they would bring it to your house.
Give me some gin and a tonic and a block of ice.
Yeah.
Trevor.
They'd bring it right on over.
Wow, they would. Excellent. Well, yep. What's Duber? Yeah, Duber. I'm like, what's Duber, man? I don't even understand that. It's so high right now. I kind of want to do it just to say that I've done it.
What?
Order weed to the house.
Yeah.
And not much, just a little bit, because an eighth is going to be $45 once they deliver it.
Yeah.
And some booze. Don't you kind of feel like a...
Duber, that's who delivers it.
Oh.
Instead of Uber.
A Duber. I thought it was a fancy way to say doobie up there in Ohio.
That's funny.
But I would love to order three margaritas. You got like a fucking fajitas.
And a fishbowl margarita.
And a pitcher of margaritas. Uh-huh. Yeah. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yes.
Let's do that.
That would be good.
And we can we'll film the guy bringing it to us. With the music, I'll be wearing my sombrero when I answer the door. Why don't you get me my fajitas? You know, margaritas and margaritas. It'll be fun.
All right, let's do it. What else do we got to do? Why not? Let's see what we can come up with, huh?
We are, if that's what the guy delivering it looks like, he will feel welcome.
Yeah.
Orale!
Maybe they'll bring the mariachi band, like when they walk around and play at your table.
They're too close together.
Oh, right.
They need a bus. 6, 12,
well, those
24.
Instruments are pretty big. That fat belly guitar.
Yeah, but then get another 6 feet. You're talking, they're going to need like 36 feet in a radius to play that. Ormond is in the room. But we should do a Zoom thing. We should figure out how to do it.
Okay.
How do you invite absolutely everyone you know and some people you don't know? Or can you make it a public event? Can you make it a thing? And we'll do that with whatever camera we have got. We'll use this one on this damn computer until the one comes in the mail. I notice a lot of people are using meditation apps. I've been hearing a lot about that. You know what I mean?
Well, so because they're... trying not to freak out, man.
So what if we did like a meditation all together? Like we all got together on video and just got quiet with the videos like right on our faces. You're looking in my face. Huh? That's the kind of faces you make when you're meditating. Because I mean, sometimes you
squeeze
a little.
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah, because you're trying to hold in a fart sometimes.
Edgar says mariachis are cheap. $30, they'll follow you around all night.
Dude, I feel like they've got class. They're not cheap.
Not cheap like that.
Cheap like a hooker. I could get a whole mariachi band to follow me around for $30. I'm doing that. When this whole thing is over, I'm walking around with a freaking mariachi band and be just like, it's over. I'm going into grocery store.
That's funny. Well,
let's do that. Okay.
Let's do it.
Oh, mariachi bands. I'm booking one right now. Oh, they're not booking for the next 12 weeks. That's okay. We'll get in there.
Is that what it said on there?
Yeah.
We're closed for the next 12 weeks.
Yep.
Well, good for them. At least they're giving a heads up, not leading people on.
Well, no, they want you to know what to expect. Do you know what? They may be cheap, but they're not assholes.
They're not idiots.
No. No, no.
They're not going to get a corona'd.
Who else is watching Pornhub?
My
is it just Sally?
Corona.
Sally's my new favorite.
Because she's watching Pornhub?
Well, there's just so much
there's nothing
that we've
else
learned
to
about
watch.
Her. That Lynn's in the house.
There's just nothing else to watch.
Let's see. I think I got what we want right here.
Okay, let's hear it.
$30. Hi, Chris. Rush time. We're just listening to a mariachi band for a minute. $30. This is every time I go. As soon as this is over, they're just gonna follow me around.
Yep.
I'm gonna come inside a grocery store. And people are gonna look up, and I'll be like, "It's over."
Awesome.
Corona's over.
It will be the celebration of a lifetime.
Everyone in the store, they'll be dancing with meat in their hand. Well, not everyone. Some will have potatoes, some cans of beans. I've got rice. Someone, you know.
I love it.
Yep. Some carne asada.
Uh-huh.
People will be like, throwing chips. Chips
catching them in bowls.
Oh yeah, throwing corn chips in the air and catching them in their cleavages. Eat the chips from my cleavage. The corona is over. It'll just be mayhem.
It'll be so great. You're funny.
Here I'm laughing with the chips, and they got the chips.
The chips.
Ba, 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 ba,
oh
ba.
My!
It's gonna be time to celebrate.
It is gonna
we'll
be time.
We'll be sneezing
time.
On each other.
No.
No one
licking
will be
each other's
licking.
Faces.
It's over. It's be like free making out. This is gonna kill making out.
Oh.
Well, like this is the mono.
Yeah.
Yeah, that mono was when mono was a thing.
When mono came out, yeah. When mono was new.
When mono was new.
When there was
this
first
is like when mono was new. Yeah. I'm
when
so
mono
tired.
Mono was the newest thing.
Yeah, you get
that
tired.
Sucked.
Tired and sneezy.
No, just tired.
No, sneezy. I saw Hank Hill got sneezy.
I never had mono.
You didn't?
Nope.
Oh, come on.
Never had mono. No mono for me. Thank you very much. Yeah, man. No, this will be great. We're going to weather through this just fine. What are you doing?
This too shall pass. That's what Tom Hanks said, so that makes it true. The corona is over, my friend. Let's have go good drinks again. Because the corona is over, my friend. It's going to be super fun when it happens.
It's going to be one day. It'll happen.
I've got some things here. Since we're talking about drinking, I have an idea.
What?
Bear with me.
What are you doing?
I've got to get up for a second. Tell people stuff.
Well, I don't know what you want me to tell them. I don't know what you're doing. I don't know where you're going. You're leaving the room. Yeah. Why are you leaving the room? What are you going to go look for? I don't know where he's gone. Uh-oh. He's digging something out. I don't know. Oh.
Don't mind that. That's
fine. Oh my gosh. Are you serious?
Yep.
This is going to happen?
It's happening.
Okay.
Okay. So people, what you don't see, but I will tell you that I have in front of me, is I have a premium gold edition Mr. Beer home brewing beer kit. It includes two batches of beer, premium edition beer.
Oh.
It makes 4 gallons of great tasting, 2 beer gallons at a time. Oh, two gallons. Makes 2 gallons at a time. So it makes both of them at the same time. It looks like we've got the Aztec Mexican Cerveza. And the Grand blah, blah, blah.
Oh, here we go. In the box.
DVD Brewers Edition DVD.
Oh.
All the way back.
So it's got caps, labels, bottles, brewing instructions, 2 gallon fermenter.
Yep. Comes with the ingredients, requires to make 2 full batches. Both recipes are easy to make and even easier to drink.
Oh, man.
You know how easy they are to drink.
Yeah. Mr. Beer has been creating quality brewing systems for over 10 years.
Yeah.
Proven methods, superior ingredients, and reliable equipment assures you can consistently get a great tasting beer every time.
La, 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 la. All right, so what we're going to do, we are going to do this. We'll chronicle.
I love Edgar. Are you pretending to be Mexican?
No.
Edgar, he is Mexican.
I know he is, but I am grafted in.
In Sean's heart, he is Mexican.
I'm grafted in, man.
Because you married
Mexican
me.
Mexican blood. No, I was Mexican inside before I met you. I am part of the Mexican culture. I am a white man. I am like what Pocahontas was to Lewis and Clark. She was an Indian that had to hang out with all the white people. But I'm now the white people that want to hang out with all the Mexicans.
Right.
I'm like a Mexican at heart.
So,
Don't judge me, bro. I got a rat tail. I'll snap you with my rat tail.
I need Mexican food too, Mary. I told Sean, it's so funny that when we get locked down, all we cook is Mexican food.
That's it. That's all I want.
Yeah, me too.
It's my comfort food.
Oh, see.
What? Shayna can't even eat hot stuff. Shayna's all, oh my God, that's so spicy.
That's so hot.
Give me some milk.
I don't even like it.
All right, it comes with
a... How long does it take?
DVD
How long
will
does your
answer,
beer take?
Well, this informational DVD is going to answer all your home brewing questions, Shayna.
Wow.
In as little as 14 days, you can be drinking a tall, frosty mug of the best homemade beer you ever had. It's post-corona beer.
That's only one round of quarantine.
We're going to call it quarantine. It's the quarantine quacker. What we'll call it? We'll call it the...
We need a name.
We need a name for our 2 different beers. One of them is a Mexican beer. I'm opening it. It's brand new.
Brand new.
Bought it as a gift.
Yep.
For our son for Christmas 5 years ago. I figure, screw him. Oh, Lula.
I eat hot wings and medium sauce too, only, not the hot sauce.
Oh.
Just don't enjoy it. Sean likes the double burn.
Double burn. I like to feel it coming in and going out.
And now that you have a bidet.
Oh, I can spray my bidet on there when I can. Oh, we're going for Mexican food so hard.
You have to order.
Santa Swallow, tell the people what we've got.
What is this? Aztec Mexican Cerveza.
Ooh, that's
this is very
like.
Heavy.
What kind of beer is
Hopped
it?
Hopped malt extract. It's a Mexican Cerveza. It's called not, Aztec.
Well, it doesn't give you any kind of tone.
Oh, it's a light gold color. Clean, refreshing taste with a crisp finish. This classic Mexican style beer best served with ice and a little slice of lime.
Well, what I've got myself here is the Grand Bohemian Czech Pilsner.
Ooh, I bet that's good.
Well, what this is it's characteristically bright golden Pilsner brewed using premium pale malt, displaying traditional spicy Sal's hop aroma and a dry, refreshing, bitter finish.
Ooh, bitter.
Bitter. I only kissed it. I only kissed it. I didn't bite it.
Don't open it. I know. Just wait.
Like an urn in a movie. Get over it. It won't open. You got to be 21 to open that. Yes.
Gotta give it to your parents.
Now, it's gonna make
give
booze.
Give it to
it's
your
gonna...
mom.
Oh, there it is. That's the yeast
That's
right there.
That's the yeast.
That's the little boogers. And they're gonna eat all the little sugars and make the poopies.
And then make the beer.
And then we drink the poopies.
Well, I'm glad you're so excited about this.
I am. Look at the bottles. They're brown.
Oh.
They're brown bottles. That's how you get the brown bottle flu. So I think you make one batch, right? And you pour it all, and then you drink it, and then you clean it all and make it again.
Yeah. When you bottle it, I think you could clean it out and do it then. Because it has to sit in the bottles for a little while.
Yeah, I would assume.
We got to read the directions. Oh, man, now you're going to have so much fun.
I know. 4, 8, 12. It's got 12, but I feel like I want to. Maybe we can clean out some bottles or something. I don't know how you do it. I don't know. I want more beer. We're making the beer. Look at us go. We're making this beer.
Okay.
And you guys, we're going to get it. Oh, we're getting some tacos too. You'll be able to watch it on Swallow Nation. What's that?
I don't know.
What are those?
It's the innards to the.
There's a mince.
There's mince?
Yeah. Sure is. Oh no, carbonation drop. What the hell is that?
Hey, listen,
don't
eat
those. Wow. Those are those like fuzzy drops you, like Charlie's Chocolate Factory. You fart all the way to the ceiling.
Don't
what
eat
do
those.
Carbonation.
It puts the carbonation in there.
It puts the carbonation
in. It puts the carbonation in.
Well, I thought that's what the yeast did. The yeast made the carbonation.
I don't know.
On its own.
Maybe not. Obviously, you need to read the
Some
directions.
Artificial carbonation?
Are you going to lick one?
Well, I might. What is this?
No, don't lick one.
Oh, see, there's the valve right there.
Right there. It's beautiful.
And we'll put it in that back closet because it's dark and cool.
Okay.
Like Marlin.
Oh, All he'll right. be excited.
He ain't going to know.
He's going to get one.
Secret.
Oh, he'll order one right away.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm going to the wish list, and we're putting on, what else are we putting on?
I don't know.
I think there was a doctor in here. This is,
it's the carbonator. See, that's what Sharon
the
said.
The carbonator pill. What if I sucked on one, Sharon? Would that suck? Would that hurt me if I sucked on a carbonation tablet that came in my beer kit?
That goes in there too.
This one that sounds fine. Yeah, she said I'll fart.
All the way to the ceiling?
All the way to the ceiling. Charlie! Oh, what are we going to do? Uncle Owen!
Grandpa!
That's right. Uncle Owen. Different movie. Light gold color, clean, refreshing taste with a crisp finish. This is a classic Mexican-style beer, best served ice cold with a slice of lime. Oh, I can't wait to try this one. This basically is a Corona. We're going to brew our own Corona Majona. Corona, swallow Corona, swallow my Corona. My Corona. Swallow my Corona. All right, well, good. So apparently I will be fine if I were to try and eat one of those carbonation tablets, other than I will be gassy, which Shayna would be surprised I could ever be more gassy.
Did you read the package? Did you see what it said on there? Like, do not ingest?
Nope, I just ate it.
You're silly.
Now, you know, have you heard a lot of people talk about how there's going to be a bunch of babies?
Oh, yeah.
Just wait 9 months or there's going to be a baby boom.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not a doctor, and but I have read about one. And they say this. When you sit around for more than 6 hours just sitting on your butt, you're killing your spermicides, your spermies, little sperma guys.
Oh, really?
Yep. Guys that spend 5 or 6 hours more a day on their ass playing video games, watching TVs, have a lower sperm count than those guys who don't. So what you need to do is if you want to get the prego, you get them up off the couch and you get them running around and stuff doing yard work or whatever.
Well, that would explain why the pregnancy rate has fallen.
If you are not worried about getting pregnant, let them watch Netflix. Binge out.
Binge out.
Go back and binge out on those series you've already seen.
You know
seen.
Why? It's probably because your balls get so warm.
When we just sit there?
Yeah. Because they're just tucked in yeah. there and they're just getting so hot.
Heating them up. Little
little testicle spermy, heater. Spermy soup.
Oh, sperm soup. It's creamy.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's clear.
Don't put any croutons in there. That kills the mood. I had, we went through, now, do we want to talk to Josie? We want to revisit the bidet thing?
Sure. Ask
All right, Josie, we are wondering, you've had a bidet for a longer time than us, and your husband or boyfriend obviously has had a bidet probably his whole life. Is there a what's the towel etiquette? We've got a bunch of little square towels that Shayna made, little 7x7 squares, very nice for padding any place down there you want to pat. And we're wondering, is it a one-time use? Do you use the thing, or do you set it aside and then save it for another time? When girls pee, do you use the bidet at all? You just do your regular thing, use the toilet paper, clean, clean, out you go.
What's the bidet?
Should we make a pegboard
right.
with people's names on it? So when you come over, you use it. You know, she doesn't know. She's doing that little.
Okay.
You were no help. But thanks for the bidet. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm using the towel. She says one time use.
I think it would be a one time use.
One time user.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Were they embroidered with the day? Not yet.
Oh, great idea. Whoop. I'm going to work on my embroidery skills right now.
Put little shits on there. Embroider little.
Oh, little turds.
Little poop swirl.
No, because you don't want the embroidery to be catching particles.
That's true.
Okay, yeah, so right. No embroidery.
All right.
Good idea in theory, but no. But you use less PTP.
Yeah.
I tell you what, when I'm here and I'm going to just hang it on the thing. I'm just hanging out. There's a little tiny fucking towel. Don't rub your face on it. That's my suggestion to you.
Don't drag your hands
when
with
you
it.
Come to my house, use the big towel that's hanging on the towel rack if you don't want to get pink eye. I don't know what the rules are, but I'm making them up
that's
in my house.
That's what you're doing.
Or we'll make a little towel. We'll make a little pegboard. And the towels will have little holes in them.
Dry erase.
And a little board, and you pat your...
You write your name on there.
You
pick your hook.
Yeah,
pat are you the ladybug? Are you the cupcake?
Exactly.
Are you the bumblebee?
Yep. The ski jumper.
Yeah.
Right, and you pat your peach, and you hang your towel up. Because if you go into... If you're at a party... If you're at our house at a party, you might go pee 4 or 5 times. You don't want... That's wasteful to be using up 5 or 6 towels when all you got... It's just water down there.
Right? All I can hear is pat your peach.
That's what it is. We don't need to be drying our sausage because we don't need to be sitting down on that thing unless it's all pleasure. Or you came itchy.
Yeah. You know? We came itchy.
If you come to the house itchy.
That's a one-time use.
Yeah. All and right. You throw your towel in the basket. Maybe the multi-use is
You came over itchy.
No, just, I'm going to save it for the
bidet. Just to give it a whirl.
I'm not gonna clean up. I'm saving it for the day. You know, maybe you throw that in the basket.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, but for the girls, maybe for the girls, since you're just drying a peach, patting your peach.
I think they just all go in the basket.
One time use. All right, that's on you.
I know.
Make a lot of little towels. You're peeing friends.
They're your peeing friends, too.
Well, you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Famber comes over here. She's going to need 4 or 5.
Who?
Amber. Oh. She pees all the time.
That's okay.
Yeah.
There's toilet paper in there, too.
Yeah, but why? When you could use a little towel.
I thought that when I was up there. I thought, oh, just keeps clean all the time.
All the time. You just feel fresher. You just feel more refreshed in this time of unheaval. You know? And scared time.
Yeah. Scared time.
One time use doesn't wait. Does, what she doesn't know won't hurt her. Your house, your rules. That's right. Dry your face with the same towel.
Gross. Yep,
you get one towel to do it all the whole night.
That almost made me throw up.
Dry your hands, face, and your tookest. And your peach. Dry your peach.
All right. Well,
okay. Well, that's all I have on my list. We got that worked out.
That's really good.
The dog has a broken tail. Did you hear about that?
No.
Well, he was so happy that everyone was home, you know, because that never happens. Just Christmas time.
Yeah.
But the kids are there and the family's there for the quarantine parties and stuff. And he was so happy he broke his own tail. It's wagging.
Wagging
him.
Too much?
He wagged it so hard. It stopped working. And he was all. So they took it to the vet and the vet looked at it and x-rayed it and said, yeah, he sprained his tail.
Yeah.
So they hopped him up on some opiates.
Yeah, I bet they did. Yeah,
and they said he'll be fine.
Yeah, he's got to have a tail cast.
His name is Rolo. He's a Datsun.
Oh, Daoxun. Fun. Yeah, that makes sense. They wag like crazy. Josie, you're wonderful and you're perfect.
Oh, I love the... you've been so helpful for our anuses. We were just wondering how you dry them. Right. We're trying to just... We just want to do it right.
Right.
Yeah, we don't want to be all weird.
Yeah.
Look down, turns out
we don't want to look like we don't know what we're doing.
Turns out it's too late. All right, so I think this is what we should do. I want to sew. You're going to sew a little on your towels. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to work on some things. And then I'm going to finish my watch band. And I'm going to do this. And then I'm going to make us a little paper football. And we'll play football.
Okay.
Like we did back in eighth grade. Because I bet that would be fun.
Yeah.
It always won when I was when I was a kid.
Right.
Yeah.
And you were bored at school.
Yep. Thanks, everybody, for joining the room. We appreciate it. We hope that you share it. And if you're in the house, give us a like. Give us a follow.
Yeah. We're going to try to set up a virtual thing this week. We'll work on that today, too.
I'll work on it, too.
Yeah.
And when you listen to a podcast, please hit like.
Right.
When you download it.
I like it a lot.
Hit the likey.
I like it a lot.
Love you, Sharon. Hope you're feeling well. Josie,
love you,
thank
Josie.
You so much. James, thanks for joining
everybody.
The show. Make sure and give us a follow.
Try to learn something new while you're stuck at home.
Learn a hobby or refine something or just do something.
Do productive. Something productive.
Yeah. I'm saying germinate some seeds.
Yeah.
This is a great time for seed germination.
Oh, we should do that today.
We have so many things to do, so.
So many.
I don't know how we get them all in.
Well, we'll just do it.
That's the one thing you think, oh, great, this will be such a great time to get stuff done. But then you have so much shit to do, then you're like, oh, man, I have so much to do, I don't even know where to get started.
And then you watch Netflix.
And then you're watching Netflix, and then you're like, oh, shit, I feel better. I guess. It's been 14 days. Okay. Guess I'm going back to work.
I didn't get any of that stuff done.
Crap. My jeans don't fit.
Oh, like 11-11. 1-1-1.
My jeans don't fit all of a sudden.
I love it. That's what I saw today. Make sure you put your jeans on once a week just to make sure they fit. Because when you're in sweatpant kingdom,
no shit.
Makes you feel like you're the king.
It's like sweatpants quarantine.
Yep.
You're quarantined to your sweatpants.
Yep.
Put your jeans on probably every day.
Wow.
Swear just, for a couple days. A couple
just,
hours.
Just to remind yourself. Bye, love bye, you guys. Bye. Goodbye. Bye. I hope you like what you just heard, because you've just been swallowed.
Make sure and listen to us on Podbean, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, even YouTube and CastBox, or wherever you love to listen to your podcasts.
Give us a like, give us a love, give us 5 stars. Remember to share us with your friends, because it makes a difference.
Remember, follow the swallows.